I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin's away. Coming up, novelist Luis Urrea's latest book tells the familiar story of Mexican immigration from the perspective of those left behind. That's in a moment. But first, immigrants of African descent in the United States. It's a community you rarely hear about in the immigration debates, even though the Population Reference Bureau estimates the foreign-born black population has more than tripled since 1980 to nearly 3 million. In some African-American communities, relations with these immigrants have at times been tense. In part, that comes from the perception that cheap immigrant labor lessens job opportunities for lower-income black Americans. But a new coalition of activists is contesting this perception and plans to build a network of advocates for black immigrants. Joining us now to talk about this is Eric Ward. He's National Field Director for the Center for New Community and a member of this newly created Black Immigration Network. Also joining us is Vernon Briggs. He's a professor of industrial and labor relations at Cornell University in New York. And welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
Eric Ward, first, you and a few dozen other activists from around the country met last month in Baltimore to talk about immigration and various black communities. Can you tell me what concerns prompted this?
We came together to really look at three issues, to examine critical issues around black and immigrant relations, particularly the relationships between immigrants and refugees of African descent and African Americans. We also look to try to address immigration issues and other social and political issues facing our community. The third was there is growing concern within the African American community within the immigration debate regarding organizations with ties to political extremists, including white supremacists.
What were the things that you discussed, and did you feel a lot of this tension in that room there?
There were a number of issues discussed. For instance, in regards to critical issues involving relations between African Americans and immigrants of African descent, there was a lot of group discussion regarding stereotypes and misperceptions that we have of one another. Also looking at discussion of, you know, what does it mean to be black in America in this new millennium? We also looked at what it meant in regards to political and economic issues in the United States.
You talked about misperceptions on either side. What are the perceptions, say, African Americans have of black immigrants?
Well, I think within the African American community, we struggled a little bit to understand the history of forced migration. For many of us, it was new stories to hear about what is occurring at the political, economic, and social level in countries such as Haiti, Sudan, Somalia. I think for immigrants of African descent, including refugees, it was an important discussion for them to hear about the historical legacy of racism in American society and the present-day disparities that still exist that challenge the lives of U.S.-born blacks every day.
Professor Briggs, I want to bring you into this discussion.
Sure.
You look at immigration and the low-wage labor workforce. Does immigration hurt job prospects for African Americans?
Of course it does. The major feature, the problem with our current immigration system is its mass abuse. Almost one-third of the entire foreign-born population of the United States today is here in an illegal status. That's a colossal failure of public policy, regardless. It's nothing to do with the race issue. Any public policy in which you have that massive disregard for the enforcement of our laws is going to hurt somebody. And disproportionately, especially with respect to illegal immigration, about 82% of the foreign-born population, of the illegal immigrant population, have only a high school diploma or less. Most of them are less than a high school diploma. This means that they're disproportionately illegal immigration concentrated in the low-skilled labor market of the United States.
Of which a major part is are black Americans, is that? Can we say that?
Well,
or no?
A large number, certainly one-third of the black population labor force is in that low-skilled labor market. So that overwhelmingly puts them in a competition trail for jobs. The illegal immigration system, unfortunately, also disproportionately supplies a large number of poorly skilled workers. Historically, immigration has probably been, this is one of the most difficult problems for the black American population of the United States. It's why every black leader from the beginning of the country, basically, up until very recently, has always called for a restrictive immigration policy and for enforcing our immigration policy.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the relationship between the African American community and black immigrants in America. Our guests are Eric Ward, who recently helped form the Black Immigration Network, and also with us, Vernon Briggs, a professor of industrial and labor relations at Cornell University. Eric Ward, we've just heard Professor Briggs say that through time, black leaders have spoken out against immigration, feeling that it's really hurt their community. But your group now is taking a different view.
Well, I think we would say it's inaccurate that all black leaders throughout history have spoken out against immigration, particularly black leaders here in the U.S. That's actually not an accurate statement. But I think in regards to the Black Immigration Network, for us, our concern is kind of the manipulation of statistics, of data, that attempt to shift the blame of racial disparity in this country off the backs of government institutions and onto the backs of immigrants, including undocumented immigrants.
But what is your message to your members? I mean, if you have, at a national level, you have, you know, right, statistics and so forth, but you must have personal stories as well. You know, a home builder losing bids to a competitor who pays, you know, immigrant workers cheaper or something. I mean, what is your message to members who may have concerns about immigration?
What I think it's important for us to understand is that, you know, according to Professor Stephen Pitts at the University of Berkeley, UC Berkeley, who just conducted a recent study, I mean, there is no connection and no correlation between immigration and the lack of jobs for blacks. The real issue is that there is a two-dimensional job crisis in the black community. It is unemployment and low-wage work that stems from employment discrimination based off race, substandard education at K through 12 levels, and continuing attacks on organized labor, that those have been the triple pillars of the destruction of black economic opportunity in the United States. To shift this blame onto the backs of immigrants, the truth of the fact is that why the Center for Immigration Studies says that they are concerned about the plight of black America, they really have no programmatic initiatives that address the real plight of black Americans. Instead, they use the plight of African Americans as a ploy to hoodwink the American public, and that's just
not right. That's absolutely not true.
Professor Briggs,
absolutely not true. I don't know why we're sitting here talking about the Center of Immigration Studies. The subject matter is the impact on low-wage workers.
And can I ask you?
This has been documented by the National Research Council of the National Academy of Sciences, the highest research body in the United States, in the report to the Jordan Commission. The Jordan Commission, who Barbara Jordan happened to be African-American, called for the end of all unskilled legal immigration in the United States. Barbara Jordan was no racist. Neither was A. Philip Randolph, W.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, all of those. The spokesman is saying things that are absolutely not true. Historically, immigration is one that has had an enormous impact on the black American population.
Professor Briggs, what about the argument that, you know, while there is an impact on a certain part of the population, as you mentioned,
yes,
you know, lower skilled, that in a national sense, you know, immigration does create jobs, and maybe racism in hiring might be part of the problem here?
Look, I have a long history of fighting for civil rights, for fighting for unionism. I believe in all those things he just talked about. But all I'm saying, immigration is part of the issue. Immigration, especially illegal immigration, and our current immigration policy, which, remember, Barbara Jordan's commission unanimously called for major changes in the priorities of our immigration system. It's desperately out of step. And what they called for was a shift toward more skilled immigration, and reducing illegal immigration, rigid enforcement of our immigration laws to stop the flood of illegal immigrants in the United States. That was Barbara Jordan's commission. That wasn't,
and she was an African American, and that was already more than a decade or so ago.
And that commission was made up of five Democrats, four Republicans, and unanimously called for reductions in the level of legal immigration, and because of the adverse effect it was having on the labor market.
Eric Ward, let me give you the final word here. Now that you've created this Black Immigration Network, what do you plan to do? What's the next step?
The Black Immigration Network will be working on three issues. So we will, one, be working to bring together at the community level African Americans and immigrants and refugees of African descent to deal and address common social problems that we face in the community and to deal with stereotypes and misconceptions. The second is to advocate for rational immigration reform in this country that is based in opportunity and racial equity. The third is to confront publicly these organizations that attempt to use the African-American community as a vehicle to spread bigotry and xenophobia regarding immigrants in this country.
Eric Ward is National Field Director for the Center for New Community, which is now part of the Black Immigration Network, and he was kind enough to join us from WBEZ in Chicago. Professor Vernon Briggs teaches industrial and labor relations at Cornell University in New York and joined us from that university's studios. Thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
You.